Jesus said, "Do not worry about your life. Are we not worth more than the birds who completely trust in their Creator's care?" I'm Brian Patrick. As we continue our series on the thought-provoking things that Jesus said in Scripture, do not be anxious, this time on Crossing the Goal. We are kicking off our show on Do Not Be Anxious as we continue the series on the thought-provoking things that Jesus said in Scripture. Here's the Crossing the Goal team ready to serve you today. Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Renewal Ministries, the founder and president of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Focus, Curtis Martin, and our coach on Crossing the Goal, a former NFL coach and All-Pro wide receiver, Coach Danny Abramowitz. Coach, it's easy to be anxious over so many things, and yet Jesus says, don't be.
You know, it made me start thinking back over my life, the number of times that I became anxious over things that were happening in my life. What did I gain by, if you start thinking about it, it says, okay, by being anxious, what did I gain and what did I solve? Yeah, if you really nothing. Think about it, yeah, you did. Headache and heartache.
More anxiety. Yeah.
No, this is good. This is actually my life passage. You know, we all have like favorite passages. And at 19, for some reason, the Lord put his finger on this passage for me. I think because I was anxious a lot or something. And he says in verse 25, chapter 6 of Matthew, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." And then he goes on to say, what? Because it doesn't do you any good.
Right.
He says it doesn't add one thing. It just creates more trouble. But instead, trust. Your Father knows what you need. You're loved and he has the power to give you what you need. So then instead, just seek first the kingdom of God.
One of the ways we learn how to seek the kingdom is we really immerse ourselves in God's word, in the scriptures, and also in prayer. And as we're united with him, reflecting on his word, this is what one of the passages we come across is Romans 8, verse 28. He says, "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." If everything in our life is working for the good, what are we anxious about?
Exactly. I think you better review that passage.
And in our society, we call it being stressed out. But folks, that is being anxious. Yes. So we need a game plan so that we will not be anxious. And we've got one for you with Curtis and Peter next here on Crossing the Goal. Welcome back. We're in the game plan. Curtis Martin, and we're here with Peter Herbeck. And we're going to break open this issue of Jesus' invitation, his command, really, to not be anxious.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that Jesus would actually command us that. I mean, anxiety, is that a big deal? Why would we be anxious?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's
a big deal for most of us. Just thinking, I heard this PhD talking the other day, said that we are the most in debt, obese, addicted, and medicated population in American history. Now, we're also probably the wealthiest population in American history. So the money doesn't solve the problem. We're spending a lot of our money trying to numb concern, anxiety, fear within us, to escape it, to do something. We're afraid of, you know, we get anxious about our money, our lack thereof. We get anxious about our kids and how they're going to turn out and what's going to happen tomorrow. We get, you know, we're anxious about health and sickness, disease, wars, politics, you name it. If you just get onto a news website or you just watch news at night, you're going to get filled with anxiety because it feels like it's trouble everywhere. And that's kind of the background noise of the world. And Jesus said, that's how the Gentiles live. Meant to say, that is those who don't know God. The way to overcome it is that Jesus said is to seek first the kingdom of God, seek first the King. Your heavenly Father knows what you need, and if you're close to him and draw close to him, he will settle those fears and anxieties in you and replace it with peace and confidence in him.
Yeah, in a certain sense, what Jesus is telling us is he's saying, look, you're looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
All these other things, these are true, but hey, look at me. In the world, you have tribulation. but take courage because I have overcome the world. Yeah. And so if you would look at me and seek me, these things will all work out because I've got it. I've got all of this. It's all real, and it really is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in any way belittling the difficulties we're going through. There are things in this world that are devastating, but he has overcome all of it. Yeah. And so to have our attention focused on him, if we were going to do exactly what he said, if we were going to get our eyes off of the troubles in the world and focus on him and seek first his kingdom, give me a practical step. What does that look like?
I mean, assuming that we're in the church, assuming that we're baptized, we're living in the church, I would say activating your faith is the place to go to say, I'm gonna make a decision to surrender and make a decision in my mind and heart. I want to know what Jesus Christ thinks about these things that I'm so anxious about in my life. And the place to really go is to the scripture and to really dive in and to hear the truth that Jesus wants to communicate to us and give us a fresh new spiritual way of thinking. I mean, I think in the past I've described, you know, our minds are like a sponge. And you take a sponge, you throw it into dirty water, what happens? You take it out, you've got a very dirty sponge. Right. And how do you clean it up? Put it under some fresh water, a cool stream, clear stream of water, and just wash it out. That's what scripture is like. We've got a lot of stinking thinking in our mind, in our lives, that is the source of some of that anxiety. It produces it in us. We need to wash our minds clean with the truth of God's word.
And one of the passages we were talking about is just really the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, which is just a rejoicing in God. And I think you hit it that what you just said is so true. If we are Christians, if we've been baptized, then we ought to come to the scriptures. If we aren't, then really there's only one step, and that is we need to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I can be a guy who has all kinds of concerns. I got credit card bills. I got a deck that needs to be painted. I got issues with my kids. I got all these problems. But if I am driving home worried about these problems and I drive off the road into a lake and my car is going under, I actually only have one issue.
Yeah.
I need to get out of the car. Yeah. I need air.
Yeah.
And our souls need Jesus Christ the way a man who's sinking in a car needs air. Yeah. That's the one thing we've got to have. After we have him, we can turn to the scriptures, and then we can have our mind renewed. This is an important step to be able to see, come to Christ, and then allow him to work on our hearts and minds.
And to be able then to see this as a letter to each of us personally. This is not just some generic word out there, but it applies to you and it applies to me. And there's something when it goes from the head to the heart. When we say, this is Jesus speaking to me about my Father, and my Father's commitment to me, and his promise that he will be with me always, that his grace is sufficient for me, that he will supply for all my needs, that he has plans for good and not for woe. All of that is present. It's for me, and he's trustworthy. He's God. He will not lie. He's proven his love for me on the cross, so I can completely lean into it as my reality.
Yeah, and I think what we have to recognize is how realistic the scriptures are. These are not written by people who are not in the world experiencing the heartache of that. Yeah. The same man who, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote Philippians, which is this great work, and I think we're encouraging people to read that. It's just a few chapters. It's an easy read, and it's very enjoyable. The same man, St. Paul, who wrote that, also wrote in 2 Corinthians about his own life, and he says this in chapter 11. He said, five times I've received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes, less one. Three times I've been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I have been shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, in dangers from robbers, in dangers from my own people, and dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers from false brethren, in toil and in hardship. And this is a man who suffered immensely, and he's still able to write in Philippians, cast all your burdens on him, because once I know Jesus, I've learned the secret of how to be abased and how to abound.
Yeah.
Brian?
Thanks, Curtis and Peter. Great game plan. You know, that list from St. Paul, the beatings with or without rods, shipwrecks, it sounds like he had a rough go of it, but he don't know the troubles we've seen.
We have to put up with these guys for 4 days down here taping. That's shipwreck.
That's right. We're going to move down with them into the red zone on Crossing the Goal next. We're in the Red Zone now. Don't Be Anxious is the show as we continue our series on the things that Jesus said that really make us think. And I want to know from each of you guys, what is it that you're most tempted to worry about? And I'll start by just simply saying that I don't feel really qualified with what God has called me to do. I mean, I host a daily radio show on EWTN, the Global Catholic Network. I hang around with you guys. I mean, these guys are brilliant. I don't have a PhD in anything. Heck, who are you talking about? I'm lucky if I have a BS in BS. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You know, but as I look back over my life, what caused me to be anxious at times, and normally it was lack of confidence in myself. A lot of times, fear of failure. You know that I didn't want. I wanted to be successful all the time. The control that I was not in control of a situation, and not truly trusting in the Lord that He would provide. And then usually in the areas that we were just talking about prior to the taping of this show, it's your health, your wealth, your family.
Yeah.
You know, your faith. These types of things.
You didn't mention Butkus.
Oh, yeah, I used to fear him. I was anxious when we played him.
Yeah, sure you were.
Go look at the tape and say, look at him clotheslining the guy across the middle.
That was just a reasonable fear. That wasn't
exactly.
Anxiety.
That's smart. Yeah.
That's fear that will save your life.
Rational fear, and you ran scared. That's why you were so fast.
That's right.
But you think about the way anxiety works, and it is crazy because you sit back and say, well, I'm really anxious because I don't have enough money.
Yeah.
And then later in your life, you're like, well, I'm really anxious because I don't know what to do with my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'm really anxious because I don't have health. Or I'm really anxious because I do have health and I don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah.
We're just totally crazy. You sit back and say, come on. And I do think I'd combine that, Brian, with what you're saying. There's just an overwhelming sense in my life at times. I am swimming in a pool. I can't touch bottom.
Yeah.
My family, the work, and I sit back and say, Lord, you know, I'm just treading water here. Yeah. And it can be really scary if I allow it to be.
And it can be pervasive in so many ways. And I think this is why Jesus addresses it, because it's rooted in something really fundamental in all of us. And that is a sense of alienation. We're alone in this world. We can't make sense out of this world. Jesus came to say, no, you were made by my Father. You're here for a purpose. We love you. We have our hand on your life. You can trust us. You're not alone. It's going to be all right. This world is short. It's passing. You're going to pass home. Now, that's all the stuff that's supposed to help us. But it's hard, isn't it, to kind of keep hold of that live in it. You know, for me, sometimes I feel like, you know, I have anxiety about my kids and how they're doing and where that's going to end up and their relationship to the church and to the Lord and just life. Are they going to be successful? Are they going to be able to get through what they need? And then they run into troubles, you know, the teenage issues in their life and just saying, wow, that seems really big. And are we going to get through this thing? And the other thing is, for me is, am I going to finish the race? You know, somebody read the Bible, there's a lot of great characters in the Bible who didn't finish the race.
They don't finish.
And they went right up till the end, you know. And actually, it can be sometimes a source of anxiety in my life because I feel like I know how weak I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's, again, I'm just getting it all wrong. It's just to say, look, one day at a time. Jesus said, stop wasting your time.
Yeah, it is a waste.
It's just a waste of time. Today's enough of its own.
Right.
My Father will provide for you. Don't worry about the finish line. Just live today with me. That's
well,
so easy
I think
to do.
You know to turn to Him, though. See, I mean, you might have that anxiety, but
no.
You know you're smart enough that you can't do it yourself, that you got to turn to Him.
No, that's true.
I know you was going to say something. What was you going to say?
I was just what you are. You're really smart.
Yeah.
Really smart. No, but I do think any time that I try to rely on my own giftedness or my own strengths or my own knowledge base, I am set for anxiety and probably ought to be, because that's anxiety producing. And I think God is really an invitation to sit back and say, I know that, but I want you to look up and look at me. Now the anxiety should go away, because if you're seeking me, all these things will take care of themselves. And sometimes things aren't going to go well, and I'll use that for your good.
Yeah.
Right. I want you to learn things along the way. I got you, and to be able to have that sense of confidence.
I'm so glad you read those passages from Paul, because about what he went through. Right. He's the guy who said, don't have any anxiety about anything.
Yeah.
You know, I thought, the guy had a lot to be anxious about, but he knew that he was in the hand of the Lord and that God was going to use it for whatever happened to him was going to be used for good for his life. He really believed it.
And I love Philippians 4 when you talk about how he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice and don't be anxious, but in everything, through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. So he gives us a way to work through that anxiety
And it's not like Ryan that he did not have anxiety going through shipwreck, all that kind of stuff. And in our lives, guys, I like to bring this out a little bit, that, you know, we would tell the brothers out there, hey, turn to prayer, turn to supplication to others, go to other brothers and get them to help you out. You're still going to face anxiety. I mean, I pray, Lord, take this anxiety away. I don't want to be, you know, I know what issues get my hot button, like our kids or something like that. Next thing, I find myself, Dan, you talk a good game, but here you are anxious again. And the Lord says, are you going to trust me? Earlier in the statement I made in the show here is, do I truly trust in him totally? Yeah. Now, we're going to go through face problems. That we just got to turn to him every time they come up. We got to turn to him.
And think of the practicality. I mean, sometimes we read these passages and you're like, oh, he's beaten three times and all this stuff. No, each of those is a story.
Right.
I mean, imagine Paul, he's discerned God's will and he's on a journey, he's in a ship and the ship breaks and all of a sudden it's the middle of the night and he's bobbing up and down going,
yeah,
Lord,
here I am again.
This is crazy. And all of a sudden, what, something touched my leg, you know? And I mean, can you imagine floating in the ocean in the middle of the night and having complete confidence that God's got you on the journey he wants you to be on? And these are things that were wrestled with over hours and weeks and months.
Yeah.
And still he had his eyes so clearly fixed on the Lord that it was joy. What an amazing gift that is.
And it comes with the experience of getting through those things.
Exactly.
When you're able to look back at something that you didn't think you're going to be able to get through and realize that God brought you through, I think as we get older, Danny, you notice that?
Exactly.
We have that experience to fall back on. And we can say, well, he helped me last time and that other time and that other time.
Yeah.
Why is he going to let me drop here?
Yeah, and that's part of what the older generation brings to the younger generation is this: don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
In life, just it's going to be okay. It's going to be. We're here to tell you it's going to be okay because we've experienced it.
That's the key.
The younger generation can lean into the older generation and the kind of security that you're able to bring. That's how Curtis and I feel when we're with you, Danny.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. It's exactly. Like you and then like Abraham, it just like lines up right there.
Respect for your elders.
But you know, it is the truth though, when you're more experienced, says, oh, he's an experienced athlete or he's experienced this or he's gone through this. You have to go through.
Yeah.
I can tell you about it. I tell my kids, I can tell you and my grandkids, I can tell you about it, but you've got to experience it yourself.
Sure.
And know that you're going to be, it's very anxious moments, and if you try to rely on it yourself, it's not going to be too good. You need to rely on the Lord, and then also to come to guys like Brian's a grandfather, and you are too, that people, our kids and our grandkids, they can come to us and have confidence that we're going to guide them and lead them in the right path.
Yeah. The scripture also talks about God as the God of all comfort. Paul, the scripture says God wants to comfort us in the midst of all these challenges too.
Right.
It's part about of being a son and a daughter of God, and some of that comfort comes through brothers and sisters.
And like, obviously from his story, comfort doesn't mean to be comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
when Paul got stoned or got beaten up, he got taken out, left for dead outside the city, and what happened? The brothers and sisters gathered around him.
Support.
And they embraced him, they lifted him up, they strengthened him, and he experienced God's encouragement, God's comfort. Then he went right back in and started preaching again. But,
But you know, the Lord says, don't be anxious. I mean, he just didn't pick that out of the sky. He knew that we were going to be anxious.
Oh, yeah,
he knew that we were going to live in this life, that we're going to face things that are going to make us anxious.
Yeah.
And he's letting us know, I'm there with you.
Yep.
I know you're going to be anxious. It's not like, oh, I'm not going to be anxious anymore. You know, 10 minutes later, you're anxious. You know, this is going to happen.
It really can make a difference if we see how much hope, the virtue of hope, helps us with this because we see where our life is headed. And really, no matter what happens to us in this life, ultimately, we're going to end up where our hearts long to be and where we're made to be, in the house of the Father, with God. That's where we're going. Jesus said, nothing can separate us, you from my love. So.
Coach, you're really good at leading us in prayer. How about if you handle this one?
I'd be glad to, Brian. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
All you brothers out here, all the people who are watching, just bow your head and think about it, all the times that you've been anxious. And Lord, we come before you right now with all these anxieties, dealing with family, with wealth, whether we're going to be, where are we going to be tomorrow? What's going to happen to us next? We're going through all these trials and tribulations and sufferings in our life, death of a loved one, whatever it may be. Lord, there's so much out here in the world, and Lord, you know it before we even think about it. You already know it. Lord, give us the strength, bring the power of your Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us to really have confidence and trust that you will be there in times of trouble, in times of just overwhelming circumstances that we feel that we can't get out of this. You know, you are the way, the truth, and the life. We ask this all in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do not be anxious. These guys will get the last word on anxiety, and we'll go to our email bag in the end zone next on Crossing the Goal. We're in the end zone now. Crossing the Goal, Do Not Be Anxious is the topic of this show. Before we get to the last word from our Crossing the Goal team members, we go to the email bag. Paul writes from Richmond, Virginia. Danny and Brian, I'm looking forward to hearing more from you both. I am always captivated by Curtis's energy and charisma, as well as the inspiring stories from Peter. But Coach, he wants to hear more about us or from us.
That is, that's good. I am really happy to hear about that because you're such a good storyteller.
And the charisma that you have, I'm glad people are able to see it.
I mean, just a second.
See what I mean out here? I mean, what can we do, guys?
Can't get a word in edgewise. Actually, we have a lot of fun. Okay. Yeah. A little more on the more serious side from Ty in Brunswick, Ohio. He says, I really feel the Lord and Savior has called me to evangelize the Word of God to Catholic men. Can you please point me in the direction of some resources on how I can get started as a Catholic lay evangelist?
That's a great calling. And there really is a great time right now to be a Catholic and wanting to share the faith because there's so many amazing resources online and so many great Catholic teachers now, particularly in the English language. And I know that you all have at Renewal Ministries, and we do at Focus, some resources. How do they get that at Renewal Ministries?
Just go to renewalministries.net. It's right there. There's a lot of free stuff that they can just browse through. We have our newsletters are loaded with good things, but there's just a lot. You can also connect with the ministry, Curtis's ministry as well, directly, and talk to folks who are involved in the work.
Yeah, we've got a digital campus, so you can contact us on the digital campus, actually have people that'll help you, and also looking at focusequip.org, and that's got, again, free videos, free audios, and written materials that are all there for free, wanting to equip soldiers for Christ so that they can go out and proclaim the gospel.
It's good stuff.
Very good.
Yeah, they didn't let you get a word in there, did they, Coach?
Yeah.
They did a good job.
We can go to Danny's house for dinner and talk to you about it.
Claudia is a great cook.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget, if you're using Crossing the Goal materials for your small group, we'd really love to hear from you. Send us an email if you're using our DVDs and workbooks for your spiritual workout groups. Now the last word on Do Not Be Anxious, First Peter.
Thanks, Brian. I just want to recommend something to you that's been helpful for me. If you're struggling with anxiety, you probably are because you're human, you have a pulse, make two lists. Number one, make a list, name everything in your life that you're plagued by, the anxieties that you're plagued by, just write them out. Then make a second list and look for the corresponding truth from God's Word that can help you overcome that. Then take the list that's troubling and burn it.
Very good. Very good. I think oftentimes, Peter, that what our issue is not that our problems aren't that big. They can be amazing. They can be massive. It's that our God is too small. And really at the heart of all of this is a call in our lives in a very personal way in the midst of your heartaches, the things you're struggling with right now, is a call to turn our lives to Christ, to be able to encounter him personally and to welcome him into your life, into mine, so that he can be the Lord of our lives. With him as Lord, all of a sudden our troubles all have context. We are being led by the God who has your best and my best at heart. Allow him into your life.
Men, I want you to search your hearts and find out what particular anxiety, what thing in your life is causing you the most anxiety. And when you find that out, turn it over to the Lord. Guess what, though? Don't take it back.
Thank you, Coach, and Curtis, and Peter. And live in the peace of our Lord. It really is a blessing. Now, what are we investing in? Are we investing in things of this world or in our eternal life? Wise Investments, our next show. We hope to see you then on Crossing the Goal.